KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Good evening, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KBBI's Evening News for Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. Singer Ella, a musical composed by Sally Oberstein and Michael McKinney, opens at Alice's on September 11th at 8 p.m. Singer Ella Emily Springer attended a rehearsal, talked to composers, and performed and previewed the piece for KBBI.
Singer Ella is a locally themed musical written by Sally Oberstein and Michael McKinney. The basic plot details of the story are available on the Alaska World Arts Festival website. After Ella's father dies, her deceptive stepmother, Cruella, takes ownership of Cruella's cocktail castle. Her stepmother and two stepsisters treat Ella like a slave, but play nice in front of the producer of Some of America's Got Talent. The producer has arrived in Alaska to make someone a superstar. Homer is his last stop, and he makes plans to visit open mic shows at Caretakers, Excuses, Downwind Saloon, Canisters, and the Briny Beagle on the Homer Spit. Ella's stepmother bans her from going to the open mics, but Vito, her fairy godfather, paves the way. When the producer falls in love with Ella's voice, he doesn't know how to find her again because she was in disguise. Oberstein and McKinney explain some of the basic details of how the musical got started following their 2025 performance of The Wizard of Oz and other co-produced performances.
Yeah, I think Cinderella just came up, and then we thought, if we do Cinderella in Alice's and make Alice's a part of the show, that might be fun too for the audience. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah. Every year when we do this, we think, gosh, how are we ever going to come up with something new? Then we start pacing the floor and telling jokes to each other and going back and forth. And we end up with
And then we... And then we solicit the best people we can possibly think of to be in the cast, and they make us look good. So, yeah, they've added so much to this show. It's just really a lot of fun to work with them.
I mean, we write a skeleton, maybe a little more than a skeleton.
Yeah, we write the script.
But then we give them a lot of freedom to put in humor.
And we've been doing this for a while, so we kind of feel comfortable with people changing our words, and that's part of the fun of it, I think.
Cast members who provided comments to the radio included Corey Geispeak as Quince, Casey Langner and Sage Dancewright as the stepsisters, and Jenny Medley as an open mic performer. Geispeak commented on the local features of the production and benefits of providing individual takes to the production.
It just lands so good with the audience, it seems like, and it just kind of gives us a little bit of sense of pride in our community. We get to laugh at ourselves a little bit, which just kind of brings everyone close together anyways. One thing that's fun about this show compared to some of the other ones we did is it seems like a lot of the little side acts that get brought up, they were allowed to come up with their own kind of creative acts, and you really get to see kind of their own personalities come through and their own creative like take on certain things come through, which has been... that's been really fun to see them have a little more ownership over their eggs.
Casey Langner and Sage Dancewright play the roles of the Wicked Stepsisters and provided these comments.
It's been really fun, especially getting to be silly together and getting to figure out the Wicked part and just get into our inner meme, but remaining silly.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Casey and I didn't know each other before this, too, so I feel like it's been really great just to step into such a goofy role that really gives us a chance to be kind of sassy and catty and ridiculous. us.
Finally, Jenny Medley shares her roles in the play as an open mic performer, as a mime, an interpretive dancer, a trumpet player, and a member of a group song.
There's a lot of open mic scenes in the show, and I am in a number of those scenes. So each time I come on stage, I'm a different character. I think one of the things about being an open mic performer is I kind of have the opportunity to improvise. So I'm not sure there's a guarantee that I will do the same thing every time I get on the stage.
Oberstein made a final comment about the general familiarity of the songs in the production.
All of the songs in this production are familiar to people because they're all 100 years old or more in public domain. So we chose every song that was would be familiar to people.
Homer's Cinderella will be performed at Alice's on Fridays and Saturdays through September 26th, and tickets are available online at alaskaworldarts.org. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
This is KBBI, AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online kbbi.org. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 7 p.m. is Under the Radar with Todd. Again, that's at 7 p.m. Then at 9 p.m. is Drifter's Escape, hosted by Robert. The next Seldovia District low tide will be at 8:14 p.m. at 1 foot. High tide is at 2:23 a.m. at 20.1 feet for Kachemak Bay. And for the Sewer District, low tide will be at 6:58 p.m. at 1.6 feet, with a high tide at 1 a.m. at 11.5 feet. Sunrise this morning in Homer was at 7:21 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:43 p.m. for 13 hours. 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 5 minutes, 18 seconds from yesterday. And sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:23 a.m. Seward sunrise was at 7:12 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:36 p.m. for 13 hours, 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 5 minutes, 24 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:14 a.m. Tonight in Homer, there's a slight chance of rain after 1 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 46 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. And for Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain before 7 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then becoming sunny. A high near 62 degrees with north wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. And for Seward tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 48 degrees with northwest wind around 30 miles per hour, gusts to 40. Thursday, partly sunny, a high near 61 degrees with northwest wind around 25 miles per hour, gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. Thanks for listening. Good evening.